Okay, let's be real. Obviously, my channel and my podcast caters to women, and we naturally have our energy kind of all over the place. We have hormones, we have expectations, but we also have goals and ambitions. There were some weeks where I used to feel like a full-blown CEO tackling every single thing, finishing my to-do list every day, and other weeks where I literally would freeze and I would crash out. If I even opened my laptop or thought about content or thought about this, I would simply just crash out and procrastinate, overeat, emotionally eat, everything. Once I mastered consistency and I figured out how to be consistent in a way that works for me, not for somebody else, I finally started reaching all my goals. And I have full-blown confidence that whatever goals I'll set, I will get them. I started reaching my follower goals, my view goals, my income goals, my love goals, my self-love goals, everything. Goals in all areas of my life, I have the confidence that I can achieve them, especially even like my fitness goals, my health goals, all around, okay? The whole wheel, because you have to be rooted in consistency, and consistency might not be what you think it is. Or at least in my opinion, if you're not currently being consistent, you probably just have the wrong mindset around consistency. So we're going to change that today. If everything I said in the beginning sounds familiar to you, you're not lazy and you're not undisciplined. We just need to refine that strategy. This video is for you. Welcome back to the Creation of Her. I'm so happy to talk to you guys. On this side of the internet, we do not gatekeep. I'm here to teach you everything you need to know in order to close the gap between who you are now and the person that you want to be, AKA her. We talk about all things from discipline to consistency, love, relationships, feminine energy, and all of the above, because becoming her is a mindset and it includes all areas of your life. If that sounds like your vibe, make sure to subscribe and follow so you can hear more from me every single week. And let's get into today's episode. Point number one, redefine what consistency actually means. A lot of you that are struggling with being consistent, with showing up every day as the version of yourself that you want to be, you probably have perfectionist issues, or you think that you have to be perfect, so you just rather crash out because that's not your vibe. Let's dismantle the myth, because consistency is not, absolutely not, about showing up in the same exact way every day. That literally could not be further from the truth about consistency. It means moving forward, even if it's just a little bit or if it's a huge leap every single day, instead of staying stagnant or taking steps backwards. And even if you stay stagnant or take some steps backwards here and there, it's okay, because you know how to pick yourself up and move forward the next day. Now, I'm all about actionable steps, because a lot of people on here will do a lot of talking and are not going to tell you what to do. So I'd love to tell you guys what to do, so you can live here and be like, okay, now what? Here's your first actionable step. And all it requires is a little bit of thinking. You need to define your bare minimum. When you are on your lowest energy days, when something happens in your life, when you're in your luteal phase or on your period, when you're sick, what is your lowest energy version of showing up? What does that look like? Maybe it's replying to just one email. Maybe it's walking for only 10 minutes. Maybe if you're a content creator, it's just posting one story or one thing that you have in your drafts. You need to define what a low energy day looks for you. Number two, create tiers of consistency. Now, you can write this down, but this can also be mental, but obviously writing it down in your notes, you can make a notes in your phone, okay, called consistency, and you can go back to it whenever you want if you feel like doing that. But if you're good at making mental notes, here you go. You're gonna need these three tiers. So you're gonna need high energy, which equals like a full work day or a full day of you like hopping into your goals and all of that. Medium, which is 1 to 3 priorities only. And then low energy days, which is just you breathing, you resetting, and you recharging. Personally, how I think of it, every day for me is at a base of medium. Like when I'm planning my day tomorrow, I'm already thinking from a medium standpoint. So that means every single night when I plan my next day, I am picking out my 3 priorities for tomorrow. And more often than not, almost every single day, I'm gonna complete those 3 priorities. But let's say, for example, today I woke up and I felt so sick to my stomach. Well, I didn't wake up and feel sick to my stomach. I actually like took way too many supplements at once when I woke up, and I had like a stomach ache for literally 6 or 7 hours. It was horrendous. So I missed a lot of my work day today, but now I feel better. So I'm getting started on my priorities. Sure, my to-do list is way longer than the 3 priorities, but since I had kind of a low energy day today, I know that I can just focus on my top priority. And then maybe if I have time after this, I'll go into the other two. So that's like a real life example of me planning out a medium day, but then kind of having to go with the flow because it just so happened to be a low energy day and it was kind of out of my control. Now tonight, I'm gonna go ahead and plan tomorrow. And like usual, I'm gonna plan my top 3 priorities. If tomorrow I wake up and I have crazy energy, I blast through my 3 priorities, I will go ahead and do more to set myself up for success in the future. I'm probably gonna have a better workout. I'm probably gonna take more steps. I'm probably gonna film more content. I'm probably gonna plan out more things for my business or do some of these tasks that I've been putting off. So have your mental tiers of consistency every day and just go ahead and pretend that every day is going to be medium and then you go from there. So every day, plan out your three priorities and know that however you wake up every single day, whether it's low energy, medium energy, or high energy, it's okay. And you can accept yourself at that level of energy because you know how to adapt around it and take advantage for however it is that you're feeling. And also look at your growth on a weekly or even a monthly basis, if that helps. If you look at everything, and I mean everything, on a daily basis, and then that leads to you beating yourself up if you don't do something one day, that will never be the vibe. You have to look at things on a weekly basis because then you can lead into like that all or nothing mindset. Let's say you skip your workout today. Well, okay, I guess I'm just done for the week. I'm not going to work out for the rest of the week. Versus if you look at things on a weekly basis, you can be like, okay, it's okay that I didn't have the time to work out today, or I didn't have the energy, or I was sick or whatever, but the rest of the week, I'm going to work out. That's like you got in 80% of your workouts that week instead of 0%. And that is you moving towards your goals. Consistency is about the rhythm, okay? It's about knowing how to pick yourself back up. It's about just inching forward every single day or as much as you can every day. It is not about rigidity. Point two, you have to build systems that match your energy. If you're not getting the vibe, especially if you're a woman, which over 90% of the people on all of my socials are, everything is an energy vibe, okay? It's a hormone vibe. It's a how am I feeling today vibe. People in their feminine need to tune into their feelings and take advantage of them and work and operate from their feelings. You need to go with what feels good, and that's how you're gonna get the best results out of your life. And honestly, it took me so long to learn that. Like, it took me way too long. When I started letting myself feel instead of trying to show up like a robot every single day, I have made leaps in all areas of my life. And honestly, there are some times where I still struggle with rigidity, or is that how you say it? Rigidity? Yeah, rigidity. So I'm so excited to like master this even more and see all the amazing things that unfold after. Like, it is so amazing when you really start to move in tune with how you feel and your energy levels and all of that. So as I was saying, I used to follow the routines of people that I admired. And like, okay, I have a series on TikTok where I copy the routines of people. It's just like a fun series that I do. But in my daily life, like, I have found my own routine. In the past though, I used to look at other people that were super successful or that were gorgeous or that had this body I wanted or this life I wanted. And I was like, well, they do this with their routine. I need to do that. If I want that result, I need to do their routine, or I need to work as hard as they're working or do exactly what they're doing. No, you don't. Those routines that I tried of other people, they never stuck because they were not my routine. They were not me. They were not built for me. In my opinion, mornings are very important and can really structure your day. So I have a whole video on how to build that girl morning routine, and it's nothing crazy. It's like super simple. It's a morning routine that can take you either 5 minutes to an hour, depending on how you build it. I basically walk you through step by step how to build your own morning routine catered to you and how to refine it over time. So if that sounds like your vibe, you can definitely watch that video after. I think it'll help you a lot. And I think I have like some free PDFs in there too to help you build your routine. So anyways, the key is to build systems and build routines around your energy and your vibe. And in order to do that, in order to figure that out, you have to ask yourself, when are you naturally energized versus drained throughout the day? And use that to block your schedule. When during the day do you have the best workouts? When during the day is your mind the most clear to do work? When during the day do you feel best, like when it comes to your eating schedule? Take those into account, because your body, your energy levels, et cetera, is not going to be the same exact thing as somebody else. Because if it were, you'd be that person, but you're not, you're you. So ask yourself those core pillars, right? Let's say movement, work, and eating. You can just start with those and block your day around that. Build your routine around that so you are optimizing your energy, like your natural energy, when you feel the most energized, the most calm. So that way you can be as effective as you can be in every area that you're trying to build in your life. Another hack to stay consistent and to work with your energy, you are going to want to batch your tasks. So I'll say this, for example, like in the eyes of a content creator, you would batch your content, right? Like you would do all your filming at once or at the same time, and then you would batch like your admin tasks. You're not gonna film a video, do some emails, film a video, do this admin task, film a video, then do editing, film. You're not gonna do that, because what happens, and I believe it's called like code switching. I know that means something else, but let's just call it code switching, like in this. And the reason that we don't wanna do that is because you are code switching and that takes energy. You wanna batch similar tasks. For some of you, that may look like having one day that is solely for admin, and then the next day is solely for this startup that you're building. And then the next day is solely to, I don't know, whatever tasks are included in your life. I personally love to have daily themes and that works for me. But on days where I have to do, let's say, filming and admin, then I will do the first half of the day filming and then the second half of the day admin. When you are in flow with one type of task, you want to keep going with that. You don't want to switch back and forth. I personally know that I like to film more during the day, and then I rather do admin tasks at night. So that's what I do. I'm not going to go back and forth because it's going to cost me a lot of my energy and I'm going to get behind. Also, another tip, delegate where you can. That means looking at your to-do list and seeing what you actually don't have to do. I'm going to give you some budget-friendly examples and some not so budget-friendly examples. So for example, if you're working, if you're self-employed, or you just have a job where you're able to get an assistant, that is going to take a tremendous amount of time off your hands. My life completely changed once I started hiring people, and especially when I got an assistant. I could not imagine what my life would be like and how much I'd procrastinate, how stressed I would be, and how much I would be out of flow if I was doing all the little tasks I didn't have to do that my assistants are currently doing. But if you're not at that stage yet, let's say you're a student, you're this, you're that, you're not in the place right now to get an assistant or hire people or whatever the case is, I'm talking even little things like you do not need to have washing the dishes on your mind or as a mental task or even on your to-do list if you have a dishwasher. You don't need to spend an hour thinking about what you're going to plan and all the meals and the macros and the this and the that you're going to plan for the week if that's something that you do. Use AI for that. This is 2025. Use all the resources you can possibly find so that you can take as many tasks as possible out of your way and so that you can focus on what matters. Because consistency comes from focusing on what matters and taking out as much fluff as possible. That is why I said creating those three priorities every day is so important, because those three priorities have to be the things that will move the needle the most. Like if you do anything out of your whole to-do list, what three things and what one thing especially will move the needle the most with your goals? And another action step in this point is to create automation rituals. So use templates for client replies or email replies or whatever. If you're a content creator, you can auto schedule your posts. When planning your day, you can have it like color coded on Google Calendar, or you can have your rituals with planning your day. For example, I always plan my next day the night before. That is a ritual for me that is like on autopilot. I get a lot of my wellness habits done in the morning, so I will front load all of my me things in the morning. That's a ritual. If you want to be consistent, you have to make your life as easy as possible. And that will lead to you not only having a life full of achieving goals, but also a much more enjoyable life, because you're going to have more energy for what matters. And when you work with your energy instead of against it, that consistency will stop feeling like resistance. Point number three. So this is where things really changed for me. I stopped asking myself, why am I like this week? On those weeks where I felt super sluggish, super emotional, super down, or maybe other weeks where I felt super energetic and I almost didn't even know what to do with my energy, I stopped having to ask, why am I like this? Because that inconsistency in my emotions and my feelings and my energy is confusing when you're just trying to be consistent and you think that you need to show up the same every day. And how I did that was I started tracking my hormones. I know I'm wearing different clothes, okay, but it is the perfect time for me to introduce to you this week's sponsor. Thank you so much to Mira for sponsoring this video. They have literally changed my life and changed my cycle syncing, my productivity, and my consistency game. So as I mentioned, here's where things really clicked for me. I stopped expecting myself to be the same and to show up the same every week or every day for that matter. Us women are not on a 24-hour cycle like men. We are on a more or less 28-day cycle, and that is huge. Along the way, we were expected to show up the same like men every day, but that's simply not the case. And if instead you can learn about your cycle, you can even track your cycle based off of your own data, you can have more grace at your lower moments and you can take advantage of your high moments. Instead of expecting myself to show up the same, I started cycle syncing. And then on top of that, I started tracking my hormone cycle with Mira, and that changed everything. Mira tracks my key fertility hormones like LH, E3G, PDG, and FSH. It gives me real data about what phase I'm in so that I can plan my launches, I can plan my content, and I can plan my workouts and rest days accordingly based on how I feel, and I can kind of anticipate ahead of time how I will feel through the data. They have an app which makes everything super easy. I don't need to guess anymore. I don't need to beat myself up if I'm not showing up how I did last week. Instead, I can understand that I am a woman, that I am so grateful to have a beautifully healthy cycle that comes with its ebbs and flows, and I can work around that so I can show up as my best self. So now when I have a slower week, I don't shame myself. And when I'm anticipating my higher energy week, I am definitely taking advantage of that so I can take off some workload for my slower days. I understand my phases where I'm super social, and I understand my phases where I need more rest. And that's all thanks to Mira, who made it 10 times easier for me, and I no longer have to guess every single week. So thank you to Mira, not only for sponsoring this video, but for changing the game when it comes to my consistency and understanding myself. Moving on, so actionable steps. If you want to take this further and stop guessing, one, get the Mira Analyzer and the app. Two, track for one or two full cycles and note your energy patterns. Three, this will help you plan your content, your launches, your workouts, your client calls, or whatever you have during your higher energy weeks. And then four, you can block your rest and recovery for the lower energy weeks or those hormone windows where you know you're going to have lower energy instead of trying to push through and going against your body. So now I don't guilt myself for a slower day. I plan for it. So if you want to try Mira, which I highly recommend, use my code Mia, that's capital M-I-A, at checkout for a 20% discount, literally 20%. And everything you need will be in the description box or the show notes, including the link, etc., etc. Have fun cycle syncing. And if you get really into that, you can use Mira along with just overall cycle syncing, which I have a very good video on that you guys love. So if you haven't watched that, you can go ahead and watch this video, and that'll help you a lot. And moving on to point number four, give yourself grace and keep going. In my humble opinion, the reason you're not consistent most likely is because you do not fully yet understand rest and feelings. You don't fully understand yet how to build the kind of consistency that actually lasts. The kind of consistency that withstands no matter how you're feeling, because you're in touch. The kind that builds the life you want, that kind of consistency is built with grace and not guilt. People who are truly consistent, guilt is not an ingredient for them. They have mastered compassion, and when they're not being consistent, instead of guilt tripping themselves, they have learned how to study what actually happened so they can refine their strategy and refine how they show up for themselves. Because you are not broken. Whatever you're doing, quote unquote, wrong, it's not broken. You're not broken. What's broken is the system you're using. You need to separate you and the system. When things are not working for your energy levels, for how you're feeling, or for just simply who you are and how you work, you don't have to fix yourself. You have to fix the system and the way you're showing up. You cannot, and I mean cannot, guilt trip yourself into being consistent. So step number one is to become aware of your thoughts when it comes to being consistent. How are you talking to yourself? Are you beating yourself up and being like, oh, I should have done this. I should have done this better. I should have done that. Or every time the word should goes off in your head, do you have a bell ringer? And instead you say, I was doing the best I could with the knowledge and understanding that I had. This is what was getting in the way, and this is how I'm going to show up better. Or on a day where you're lower energy and you need rest, instead of pushing through and then letting yourself get burnt out and then pushing you back way more steps than you ever had to be back, on a rest day, you're not feeling guilty and saying, oh, I'm so behind. You are saying, I'm resting so that I can last. I'm resting because this is loving, and this is the most productive thing for me right now. You need to track your wins on a long-term level, on a weekly level, on a monthly level, instead of daily, because that will lead to perfection. You will see the progress in your patterns, not in perfection. And number three, you have to celebrate yourself and have a lot of positive self-talk every time you show up. That gives you dopamine, and that dopamine that you intrinsically create is going to keep you going and is going to really heal the relationship you have with yourself and with consistency. Don't say, oh, I'll celebrate myself, or I will reward myself once I reach my goal, or I have this super unrealistic goal that's met. No, you celebrate yourself every single day, and you congratulate yourself for every single time that you showed up. Your progress does not die when your energy dips or when you slip up. It dies when you give up because you let shame stop you from restarting or refining the way that you're doing things and your strategy. I know you probably didn't think it was that deep when you clicked on this video, but being consistent goes hand in hand with learning and studying yourself. And at the end of the day, it's kind of a journey about learning yourself and your body. Using tools like Mira help, journaling helps, breathwork helps, mindfulness helps, and expect to have to refine your strategy over and over and over again so that you can finally find what works for whatever that particular goal is or goals are. It's normal. We all go through it, and it's honestly kind of fun. If you like this video, obviously make sure to like it, because if you liked it, you would like it. And if you think that it will help someone else, please feel free to share and spread the love. Make sure to subscribe and follow to hear more from me. I love to talk to you guys, so all of my socials are down below. Let me know what other topics or advice you want to hear or that you need help in. I love talking to you guys, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye!